share market, the S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, Dr. Anirban Mahanty. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Captain. How are you?
I'm exceptionally well, mate. We're going to talk about one of the hottest topics in finance right now and consumer spending in retail. I'll call it Afterpay, but more broadly, the buy now, pay later sector. The idea of using your phone to spread your payments. Mate, how can we get the most out of buy now, pay later services?
Well, I think the most important thing is that this is a great way for you to buy things, but pay for it over a period of time. And if it's a nice way to smooth out your cash flow. And yeah, it's easier to get than a credit card, easy application process. And it's straightforward, easy to use.
Yeah, it's a good one, right? Because there's no annual fees on this stuff, generally speaking. There are some, but the usual kind of vanilla buy now, pay later, the Afterpays of the world, no annual fees. You can spread your cash flow. It doesn't even have to be if you can't afford it. Simply, why pay now if you don't have to, right? The retailer's going to foot the bill for you. Mm-hmm. They pay the fees. You can pay it off slowly. There's no, that's kind of free money in my book, isn't it?
Yeah, I just use it for that reason too.
Makes sense. Now, there are some things we need to be a little bit careful of, and it comes down to, this is a credit product, not officially a credit product under the regulations, but anything you're making an agreement to pay something back later is effectively debt or credit. And like with credit cards, please only spend what you can afford. This is not an excuse to go and splurge and overspend and have to try and find the money later. Only buy stuff you know you can afford. Also, please don't use it on top of credit cards. I've heard stories recently made of people saying, well, I've got my credit card maxed out. I'll throw it on Afterpay because then I can keep spending. This is not a tool for you to make your credit life even worse. So please, please be careful. Don't do that. And lastly, the third concern or third watch out is just be really careful not to pay late fees. The late fees, mate, it was Afterpay, I think, was making about 25% of its revenue from late fees, I think, from people who
at one point, yes.
Yeah, in all good conscience decided they would definitely pay this back and it'd all be fine. It does show that there's a decent number of customers, again, not necessarily Afterpay's fault, but just a decent number of customers who are simply taking on money, taking on obligations, they can't pay back. Please don't do that. Don't be that person. I promise you, you don't need it this badly. So use Afterpay, like all buy now, pay later, for good, not for evil. That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. See you next week. Full on.
Full on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.